Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to another Blog Talk Doc show. And today I am Lisa Lytle and I am here with Dr. David Orman. Today's topic is healthy skin.
That was really funny the way you said it. Today I am Lisa Lytle. Yesterday I was somebody else, but it's only today.
I was somebody entirely different.
Yeah, so today's topic is healthy skin, and that's become quite an issue over the last couple of years for a multitude of reasons. Particularly, I've noticed in the Sun Belt, we're here in Central Florida, and of course, it's normally 90 something throughout a good chunk of the year, and humidity is quite high, and people are having a lot of skin issues, and there are a number of reasons for that. At the top of the list, far and away, allergies. I could back up a little bit. The skin is controlled by the lungs. And when the lungs are healthy, when they're clean, and when they're moist, and that's a real big key, when they are moist, then externally the skin will be soft, the skin will be pliable, the skin will be healthy. But when there is dryness within the lungs, that's when you start to have skin problems. Now, why would you have dryness in the lungs? Far and away, the number one answer, air conditioning.
Ah, dry air. Takes all the humidity out.
Takes all the humidity out. And we have a number of people, oh, I have my dehumidifier on. No. It's like just the opposite you want. And realize, being indoors and having a degree of humidity may not be the most comfortable thing, but you really don't notice it. For the most part, at least I don't. Have you noticed it?
No, not at all.
I don't either. And it's so valuable to the lungs, to the health of the lungs. And like I said, there's a 100% connection between the health of the lungs, the moisture, the softness within the lungs, as well as it's reflected externally on the skin itself.
Well, I know that when I was singing full-time, I was in an apartment which was unusually dry. I mean, we're talking like when I lived in the Northeast in the winter with the shocks when you rub your feet on the carpet.
No.
Well, this would happen to me continuously by myself. Whatever I touched, it would just spark. And I was like, this is just crazy. And I was struggling with singing. And so I had to go out and I had to get like a little vaporizer just to put moisture in my room at night when I was...
Yeah, and you could certainly do that. And some of the simpler methods are get a couple of cups of water, put them in the corners of your room, and that would be very, very valuable. Every time you look at your watch or look at the clock, grab a couple, two, three sips, half a glass or whatever of water. And there are certain foods which will help moisturize, not only moisturize the lungs, This is a good combination. They help the lungs, they help to keep them moist, they help with the immune system, and they taste good.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't get that combination very often. The two at the top of the list, asparagus, particularly the tips of asparagus, and cucumbers.
Oh, yummy.
And they're kind of have that crunchy, similar color, similar internal texture.
Yeah.
And they're, like I said, they're both very, very valuable for the lungs. Arguably, you can say, particularly the tips, asparagus tips are the number one food for the lungs themselves.
Interesting. I love both, so that makes it easy. But I was going to say, he reminded me when putting the cups of water in the corners of the room is a great idea. I will warn you, however, if you have a dog, you will probably hear licking late at night, so the water may disappear quickly. So.
We've had instances where 3 in the morning we hear slurping. It's like, it's not me, it's not you.
Yeah.
Let's take a guess.
And the water disappears, not from evaporation, however, so
The other issue itself is allergies and dealing with allergies. And allergies can be quite challenging to deal with, particularly in Florida. Allergies, we're the sunshine state, I think we're the allergy state as well. And again, there are a couple, prevention is the key here. Doing something, the old adage is when you dig the well when you're satiated, when you're not thirsty. To dig the well when you're thirsty is certainly a losing game. So prevention is the key. And there's an herb called astragalus, which will help with the immune system, specifically the lungs, that will go a long way. However, this is a huge however, if a person has a pathogen or an allergen, it will trap it inside of them. But timing is everything. And if you're not sure, you know, should I use this? When should I use this? Et cetera, if you go to Doc Wellness World, we do a number of different services, including herb consultation and nutrition consultation. I'd be happy to address that. There's also another substance, which is absolutely fantastic. When, you know, I thought I did that thing, but sneeze, I have allergies, and that is an herb called butterbur. Kind of an odd name, isn't it?
It is an odd name, but it is very effective.
Sounds like something you should put on toast.
Exactly.
But it is a fantastic herb, and it helps to clear allergy and allergy-like symptoms in a relatively quick way.
Very quick. One or two doses for me, and I'll tell you, it's amazing. I would also, because I struggled moving here with allergies, I've got a handle on that now and haven't had any issues for the past few years, which I'm so excited about. But when I was struggling with them and it would show up in my skin with, you know, the rashes and horrible things, you know, you hate to put anything on it that's going to just calm itch. Because as Dr. Orman says, it's basically what that's doing is forcing it inside deeper. So I know this may sound counterintuitive to how it feels, but if you can get a loofah sponge and use that gently, because it is uncomfortable when you have that kind of rash, just kind of rub it gently. It really, that will help more than using like an over-the-counter anti-itch cream, which will just drive it in deeper, because it will come back eventually.
When you have like a steroid, a topical steroid or something along those lines, in natural medicine, Chinese medicine in particular, there are three, think of them as four levels. And the deeper that you go, the more serious the issue is. And the top level, they call it the Wei, W-E-I, Qi. And the bottom level, they call it the blood level. And when things are on the surface, things are at the Wei Qi level, it's annoying. You may get a scratch here and there, a sneeze here and there, but it's not a big deal. The second level is called the Qi level. That's when it becomes, you know, I'm starting to feel not myself. The third level is when, you know what, I could still go to work, but I really don't want to. And the fourth level is when you're staring at the ceiling because you're laying in bed. One of the problems with like topical steroidal type or anti-inflammatory, what Lisa was describing, is you take something that's on the surface and you're driving it deeply into the blood level. And now, when that happens, how do I say this? When that happens normally, it's like you take a virus, for example, and it stays on the surface, the body's natural surface level immune markers will start to kick into gear. And when it goes to the second level goes into gear. When it goes in the third, et cetera, et cetera. So the body's kind of braced for it by the time it gets to the fourth level. But when it's on the surface and then you immediately drive it into the deep level, boy, oh boy, that's when it may be a temporary relief, but you're always looking for long-term problems. Did you ever experience or know someone or read about someone who's, boy, they were healthy, and then all of a sudden this horrible thing popped out of nowhere? Bet the house that one of the possibilities would be people who, you know, constantly do things like that.
Yeah.
You know, they drive it in deeper. They cover the symptom, they mask the symptom, and as a result, you know, the body could take it, and it could take it, and it could take it. And then after X number of times, and I have no idea what X is, or X number of years, all of a sudden the body, you know, rebels.
We'd be more than happy to give you any kind of information you need about this and so many other wonderful health topics. Dr. Orman can help you out. You can go to our website, hghplus.net/BTRlisteners. Again, hghplus.net/BTRlisteners. And until next week, have a great week.